The other thing that might actually work is to not just ask people at the DMV. It might not be the best timing to ask people when they've just spent 45 minutes waiting in line to get a driver's license. In Alaska, people get asked whether they want to be organ donors at the same time that the state sends them their annual dividend check. This is the check that Alaskans receive as part of the state's oil revenue.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that Alaska has the highest rate of organ donors in the whole country.
So give people money, they're feeling good, then ask them for their liver.
Precisely.
Shankar, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Wednesday morning with a look at what's been happening in Chicago as the trade opened just about 20 minutes ago, actually 25 minutes ago. USDA weekly crop progress reports yesterday afternoon, by the way, were a bit bearish for the corn and the soybeans and the wheat. The national average basis in the corn did not react much overnight. It was a penny stronger, actually, at 18 cents under the July futures contract. The national index down 5 cents at $3.37 for corn. The national average basis for soybeans unchanged at 35 under the July futures contract, and the soybean index with cash price down 2 cents at $8.88. In Chicago, futures are trading about a penny to 2 cents lower for the corn, up 6 to 5 cents for soybeans, and wheat futures are down 6 to 9 cents. Let's check in with the weather forecast now to see what conditions will be like across the Midwest. Drew Lerner is here with his update.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
A favorable mix of weather will be occurring across the Midwest as we move forward through this next 10-day period. Some of the drier biased areas in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and Michigan will all see enough rainfall to fix the lower topsoil moisture values and help to stimulate faster crop development. There's also going to be a continuation of mostly warm temperatures through a big part of the forecast period, although a brief period this weekend will be a little bit cooler across parts of the region. The skies out there this morning are mostly fair. There's not much in the way of cloud cover, but in some areas from Illinois into parts of Wisconsin and Michigan are cloud covered, and there's also another area in Ohio that's got mostly cloudy conditions. Temperatures this morning quite warm for this time of the year, still running mostly in the 60s and lower 70s, and as we go forward through the afternoon today, we will see some more warm weather with temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s occurring across a big part of the production region. We do expect to see a risk of showers and thunderstorms returning to the region as we move forward through these next few days. The precipitation will be highly varied across the region, with most areas impacted at one time or another, but the amounts of rain will certainly not be consistent across the region. In this first 24-hour period, just some random light showers will occur across portions of the region. Less than 25 or 30% coverage will occur to day, and the precipitation will run mostly a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch. There will be a couple of counties that will receive greater amounts of rainfall, and some of those may be located in the easternmost parts of the region in Ohio, parts of southeastern Indiana and Kentucky. We'll look for a little bit more rainfall to occur in a scattered manner across the region tomorrow. The precipitation is not going to be any better organized until tomorrow night, more likely on Friday in the western Corn Belt. There will be a cool air mass coming southward out of Canada, and it will be running into this warm and moist environment that we have across a big part of the Midwest right now, and the end result will be condensation in the atmosphere, which results in shower and thunderstorm activity. The majority of the precipitation will be concentrated in the western Corn Belt Thursday night into Friday, and on Friday afternoon going into Saturday, central portions of the Midwest will be under the go, and we'll expect the precipitation to shift further to the east as we move from Friday evening into Saturday morning. By the time we're done with the whole period on Saturday afternoon, most of the Midwest will have received rain at one time or another, and amounts will be rather widely varying across the area. We'll look for the majority of the region, though, to see amounts running 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch. There will be
support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy, proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's check now the numbers as they're trading in Chicago. Corn futures were down 2 cents at this hour. July contract at 353. September 359 and a half, 2 and a half lower. December 370 and three quarters, down 2 and a half cents. July beans at 928 and three quarters on the last tick, up 6 and a quarter. September at 909 and three quarters, up 4 and three quarters. November at 909, up 4 and a half. And January at 916 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. Bean meal, $5.50 higher. Bean oil, 20 cents lower. Hard red winter wheat at $5.14 and three quarters, down 9 and three quarters for the July. The soft red July at $4.87 and a quarter, down 6 and a quarter. Live cattle futures at $151.47 and a half, or 32 and a half lower. The August at $219.30, and the feeder cattle are down 30 cents. And lean hogs on their lead option June at $84.17 and a half, are a dollar higher. Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana, now joins us to take a look at these numbers and talk about what the rest of the trade day might have in store. Good morning to you, Bill. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Yeah, tell me about overnight first. Was it quiet?
Fairly quiet. Beans were probably a little bit higher than I would have anticipated. Yesterday's strength in the dollar pretty much put commodities on their heels, and we had a kind of a breakdown, especially in the wheat market. And I think last night was kind of a little bit of a back and fill type situation for the different markets. And coming into today, looking to see if there's a strong bias. And so far, there isn't one that's taken hold.
Did the crop progress report not give any real new direction to the marketplace?
No, I think realistically the assumption is that the corn and beans are going to get planted and the wheat conditions are good enough that we don't have to worry about them. There were no surprises in the numbers. So I think going forward, what we'll watch is the weather forecasts. And then start to see what the USDA wants to say next.
Are you satisfied that the wet weather forecast we've had will continue to show good conditions for the Midwest, or will it begin to be harmful?
I do not see any stress just yet. I think most of the guys that planted in wet conditions are going to be appreciative of additional moisture going forward. We don't see anybody in real duress. The guys down south are probably saying they could use a little bit of moisture to help get things up and going a little bit faster. But for the most part, things look pretty good. And if we could get some heat on it, it would probably help things out tremendously.
The wheat crop in the western United States has been under a barrage of rainfall. Despite this fact and the idea that quality, disease, those sorts of things would begin to be a problem there. Futures have been down pretty harshly the last couple of days. Why is that the case?
I think one thing, the wheat market is very susceptible to pressure from the strength in the dollar. That's probably what was the mitigating circumstance on that. As far as conditions are concerned, from the agronomic perspective, most of our guys have been pretty proactive in treating for any type of potential disease pressure. I do have a customer in South Texas that probably lost his entire crop due to sprout damage and water. But when you get up into Montana and the western guys, they're doing pretty good. They got 0.7 of an inch of rain 2 weeks ago Sunday. That really bought them some good time. And as far as the Central Plains, they haven't been getting really a tremendous amount of rain. It's been basically just right at the right times.
Returning to the primary row crops, have basis levels and or being out of the field caused producers to move any more grain or oil seeds?
Right now, the desire to move stuff is kind of slow because everybody's trying to finish up in the fields, but we would say that the breakdown in prices tells us that technically the markets are kind of broken down and we need to really work at rewarding at bounces, especially in the bean market.
Yeah, so how much of a bounce would you be willing to reward?
I was looking at the bean market. If I can get them back about like 925, I'd be probably pretty aggressive on my beans. As far as corn is concerned, if you haven't done very much so far, trickle some out on plus signs, and then basically watch for the weather spooks to really take advantage of something going forward.
Final thought before I let you go for the morning.
I don't think so. I think this watching the dollar market is probably going to go a little bit higher yet, so the commodities will probably remain defensive.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill.
Thanks, Todd.
Bill Gentry, of course, is with Risk Management Commodities. He's out of Lafayette, Indiana, joins us here on the opening market report. We'll be back in an hour. We'll take another look at the marketplace. Jackie Vakes will be along then, and then again at this afternoon at 2:06 during the closing market report. Here again are the numbers as they're trading in Chicago. Corn futures are down about 2 cents at this hour. Bean futures in the lead, July up 7. Everything else 4, 5, and 6 higher for the day. Bean meal up 5.30. Bean oil, that's down about 16 cents. Wheat futures are off 5 to 9 cents. Live cattle futures are 30 cents lower. Feeders are down 45. And lean hogs are a dollar and a nickel higher. The weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon says that we'll be headed to a high today of about 82 degrees with a 30% chance of rainfall and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 this morning. Partly sunny skies. Otherwise, tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62, sunny with a high of 85. The Thursday, light and variable winds out of the southeast at 5 to 9. Thursday night, cloudy and 66. And Friday, a 50% chance of thunderstorms. It'll be partly sunny, a high of 85 degrees. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy and 66. And Saturday, again, showers and thunderstorms, a high of 75. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and 52. By the time we get to Sunday, mostly cloudy and 69. Sunday night, 53 for the low under mostly cloudy skies. And to start next week on Monday, partly sunny skies and 74. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.
Good morning. There is someone else running for the Democratic presidential nomination. We meet Hillary Clinton's opponent, self-described socialist Bernie Sanders, on Morning Edition from NPR News. Ahead, why Cleveland's police have new, stricter rules for when to use deadly force. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. The Justice Department says police in Cleveland have engaged in unconstitutional practices. Among the people we'll meet this hour, a movie action hero who's also the leader of Chechnya, plus a little-known media tycoon who's behind a mega deal in the cable world, and a woman helping fellow transgender people navigate a difficult path. It is Wednesday, May 27th, the birthday of Dracula. Well, the actor who played him, Christopher Lee, turned 93 years old today. And the news is next.